is definitely trying to hop into some shade. We'll explain.
Also, is Gisele Bündchen getting her groove back with ex-hubby Tom Brady's billionaire friend? Scandalous, child.
And later, we're kicking it with Escape about their reality show, SWV and Escape, the queens of R&B, and much more.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, what up?
Okay, Brad, is that wedding bells I hear?
Ooh, Gary, it's an engagement, baby, oh, to our sis, Queen Tamar Braxton. Yay. Is about to be somebody's wife, y'all. Well, let me continue. Her Anglo-Saxon man, her fiancé, Queen's Court finalist Jeremy J.R. Robinson, popped the big question during the show's finale after only 3 weeks of knowing each other. Mm-hmm. Y'all know it was waterworks for old Tamar as J.R. got down on that one knee and said, Tanner?
Tamar, I'm here forever because I don't see my life without you. I love you, Tamar. Tamar, will you marry me?
And then Tamar said,
I can't believe I found what I was looking for. Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
And then JR put that rock on her hand, and the couple may have been together for the past 6 months, honey. Yes. Go ahead, Tay-Tay.
Yes. Yes.
Love you.
Love is love. Love,
love. Love here at Dish. Sure. Amen. Amen and amen.
Wait a minute, honey. Oh, wait, no. Just oh, one no. minute, honey.
What, Gary?
Okay, now, second, now, you know, honey, that I'm happy for Tamar, but she sat across in that same seat where Jesse is sitting, honey, that same seat. And, honey, she didn't say nothing. She said she had no options.
That's true.
Well, and she said her DMs was dry.
Well, you know what? Will Packer probably gave her a mean-ass NDA, and she couldn't say nothing because she knew the show was coming out.
But imagine what the streets are going to say because, like, you know, Tamar sat right where you were sitting talking about, like, you know, my next man need to have some medium D. So anytime we see them out and about, like, like, how you like that mediocre out there?
But honestly, though, you know, it's funny because since they've been engaged all this time, I've hung out with her and JR before, and she was really smitten. I don't think he's giving her no medium D. I think he's tearing the club up.
She definitely
seems
happy.
He's from New Orleans, though, so don't New Orleans people, Brad. You know about New Orleans.
I do.
Okay.
They definitely are here to satisfy.
Exactly. Oh,
medium D, above average mouth.
They got that. They got that pecan pie.
Nah, okay.
Pecan, not pecan.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, Bad Bunny isn't just throwing phones out here. Yeet. He's throwing shade, too. Okay, so we all know the singer and Kendall Jenner are a new couple, and he's got a new track out entitled Coco Chanel that could possibly be a diss record towards the supermodel's ex, Devin Booker.
Uh-oh.
HK, would you read the translation of the lyrics for us?
I'm not bad, baby. That's a gimmick. But the sun in Puerto Rico is hotter than in Phoenix.
Nah.
She knows it.
He usually sounds confused.
That was extra bad, buddy. Basically, he's referring to Devin's current NBA team, the Phoenix Suns. Yeah. Okay, well, we're not the only ones who think it could be shade. Devin does, too, because he came through with that quick IG story post, then he deleted it. But what it said was, he worried about another man again.
Mm.
Now, why is Bad Bunny out here starting fires?
I catch that shade, though. Devin's shade was way more shadier because, you know, it's been rumored that Bad Bunny is into men's.
Yeah.
Well, he kisses men on stage.
Right.
Could you date a man who kissed men on stage?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, all right.
As long as you're exclusive with me.
That's right.
Yeah, there but you if go. You're on stage, you want to tongue another man down. I don't care.
That's right.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the stage. It's for entertainment.
You're in the front row at your man's show. He's breaking it down. And in the middle of the show, he starts kissing other people on stage.
Yes.
And you're cool with all of it?
Yeah, why not?
Men or women?
Yeah.
Why not?
This is from Jamaica or wherever she's from.
Now, the Jamaicans gonna come for your ass, okay?
The Jamaicans be like, oh, nah,
oh,
nah.
Well, Tom Brady, honey, might have not won another Super Bowl championship, but baby, his ex-wife, Ms. Gisele Bündchen, honey, is definitely, honey, out here winning.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Gisele is out here claiming to be living the single life, but the streets are talking and saying homegirl has been linking up with her neighbor and Tom's friend, billionaire hotel magnate Jeffrey Sofer. And so now an inside source is claiming Gisele and billionaire Jeffrey have been keeping it on the down low and having secret meetups for the past couple months. Ooh. Well, Gisele has heard the rumors, y'all, so she posted a photo to the gram with the caption, "Everything we hear is an option, not a fact. fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth.
But out of all these eligible people in the stratosphere, you gonna go with the homie?
But you know what? You say that, but I see men in the industry do that all the time.
It's always the close one.
Like, all those girls have been passed around from these men in the industry. Exactly. They're cool with each other.
I don't like timeshare people.
It's cool.
And he's a neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah, amen.
Well, and the other...
You quoted a Bible verse?
That was an ill remix.
All right, y'all. Last week, we did a baby report congratulating dance hall queen Spice. Mm-hmm. Remember, she posted a pic with a huge baby bump, making everyone think she was a pregnant, including us. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out Spice not have no picnic on the way. We were all duped, child. Spice explained that the pic symbolized a rebirth after her health problems last year. Check it out.
I never said I was pregnant. I said God has been good to me. And that picture is just, for me, celebrating my new life.
But hold on, there's more, okay? Spice also has a song called Gotta Bless Me, and it samples a disco anthem, I Will Survive. All right, so what do you think about her using this picture?
I mean, it got us all talking. Are fake pregnancy announcements about to become the new thing?
When me and my wife did it, she was saying that we're expanding the family.
Yeah.
We were expanding the products, bringing out more products for Kaleidoscope. Uh-huh. And then we was like, yo, do we really want a baby? We better talk about it now, because we're both a little older.
And then look.
And now I'm 5 months pregnant.
There's probably some people that still thinking you're about to give birth to some products. And not a baby.
Kaleidoscope by the brat.
You are in your second semester.
Okay, second semester.
Period.
Well, all right, looks like a little bit of a congratulations. All right, in order for Stormy Daniels, all right? Now, the gay dating show she hosts, which we're going to call For the Love of Daddies, was just renewed for a second season, but that's not all. Now, she secretly married her fourth husband, fellow porn star Barrett Blade, a few months ago. Now, she referred to him as her best friend. And check this out. They met and performed together about 20 years ago before she had ever been married. And, look, they out here. Mm. But, you know, when someone makes that big of a sexual impact on you and you can come back to them 20 years later, and really, like, you know, lock it down, and that speaks volumes to the chemistry that y'all had.
Yeah.
You
never... There's one person in my life who I know for a fact, even if I'm married, I probably would slide with him.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I hope your husband, future husband, not listening.
Oh, my God, that's so true. Remove that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, you guys don't have that one, like, partner who you're just like... Like, that would have you, like, Rose on the Titanic. 9 years old.
Everybody's got
that one piece
of
she got, like, 60 years ago.
Everybody's got one, and they say they don't. They're lying because they're trying to keep their situation right. But everybody's got that one person in their past where, like, yeah, you knew the secret codes.
Yes. Everybody has
Rose
one.
Rose may not be the best example. She got the best eggplant she ever got, then killed him that same night.
Well, speaking of eggplant and codes, up next, Larsa Pippen just dropped a bomb about the sex in her former marriage. She never got off scot-free. We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Larsa Pippen spilled some interesting tea last night on part two of the reunion finale for The Real Housewives of Miami. So she claimed that during her 23-year marriage to Scottie Pippen, she had sex four times a night and never had a day off. And of course, this left viewers shocked and skeptical if she was even telling the truth.
That would explain why Scottie Pippen was just okay. I'm gonna do some sexual math here. So sex four times a day, seven times a week, that equals 28 times a week. Then you multiply 28 times 52 times a week, that equals to 1,456 times a year. So when you multiply that times the fact that they were married for, I believe it was, 23 years?
Oh my God.
That means that Larsa Pippen and Scottie Pippen had sex 33,488 times during their marriage.
No.
Larsa, you're the real MVP. You're putting up you're putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers, for real.
I'm sorry. I just don't have enough for all that. Now, I feel like you might get two out of me if I took some vitamin C earlier in the day, but I'm mostly one round. So make that one round count. I'm talking about come with your, hit me with your best shot. Because, baby, after that, I'm going to sleep.
The first three sounded like they were free throws and you really went in on the fourth.
Right. Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, but some people said it's probably why Scottie Pippen had bad back problem.
Oh, my God. That's so true. She gave that man off-writing.
Exactly. Something. I mean, If she had that much, she should be loose as a goose.
First off, ain't no way that's true. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. There ain't no way.
Yeah.
What man has that kind of time or energy?
Wait, now I'm thinking about it, too. Girl, you are a women's. Women's have to take 1 week off, like, every month.
Exactly.
Like, no, we have no choice. So where was he putting it? In your earlobes?
Nah, somewhere, baby.
Uh-huh. It's hard enough to reload.
I've seen it all in the internet. It's all possible. It is all possible.
Well... moving on, looks like diamonds are indeed a girl's best friend, at least for both Avril Lavigne and Cash Doll. First up, word is love between Tyga and Avril is heating up. He just gifted her a jaw-dropping $80,000 diamond name chain.
Wow.
Okay. Get this, the necklace features 50 carats of white diamonds, black diamonds, and pink sapphires. Avril's already posted selfies flaunting the chain and was spotted wearing it Thursday night in L.A.
I know that's right, Avril. Well, if you guys think that Avril's chain was out of this world, then you haven't seen Cash Doll's birthday gift. Man, the rap just gifted herself with an iced out dollhouse chain.
Yo, that is the Addams Family house. Yeah. She accidentally got a necklace of the Addams Family.
I thought it looked familiar, and you know you hit a nail on the head.
Maybe I need to get more. What house is that?
That's the Addams Family house. Family. Gary, you ever buy yourself like a super baller piece of jewelry?
No.
He lying.
Come on, man. I sit next to you every day.
He lying.
I was with Brad and looked at him, somebody buying stuff.
Yeah, Brad
like,
got
how
money.
Do you spoil
first
yourself,
Brad,
Tammy?
First of all, watch that watch.
You take me with you. Okay.
No, there's literally a blizzard on your wrist. So come on now.
Gary tells me where to go.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Brad and I chat, honey, with the ladies from Escape, Candy, Tiny, and Tamika about their new show, Some Group Drama, and much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. We have the ladies of the hit R&B group Escape in the building to talk about their new reality show, SWV and Escape, the Queens of R&B. Put your hands together for Candy, Tiny, Tamika, better known as Escape.
Oh, yeah. Now, ladies, y'all, I just can't help but notice, y'all, that there's three of y'all here today.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, and it's just very interesting. Does anyone know where Tasha is?
Just get right into it, huh?
Maybe
you should ask Tiny, because she just gave Tiny her new number. Me and Candy don't have it, so we don't know.
Oh.
They want to let y'all know they don't have her number.
It's like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
So, did y'all toss a coin as to which group's name came first in the title of the show? And how was it doing a reality show with another R&B group?
Well, no, we actually didn't. Bravo decided how the name should go. Okay. And we didn't really have an issue with it. I think it's, you know,
It's coming for
it.
But it's only fair. So, age before beauty.
Yeah.
SWV came out before our group did.
Yes.
They came out in 92. We came out in 93.
So, right. Yeah, we definitely didn't have an issue with that, you know. Yeah.
Yes, all right, so Tamika, now everyone loves the new show, honey. And of course, the people are talking about your sister taking your coins, child. So, girl, anyway, I just want to know, honey, did you ever offer her a payment plan to get your coins back?
Oh, my God. Is that a payment plan? They still do payment plans, huh? I can't with you, Gary. It's too early. It's too early.
Not the payment plan.
I gave my tithes for the rest of the year.
You gave God his 10%. That's all you gonna say?
Ooh, girl.
All right. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna even get into it.
Yeah,
that's
girl.
Crazy. I've been watching the show.
Okay.
You know, we all kind of grew up together.
Yes.
We did.
So this is not like brand new to me.
Right.
I've been trying to tell people forever, y'all have been going through this since we was kids.
Yes.
And I don't know how the hell y'all still together dealing with all this crap.
Exactly. Like, you've had a front row seat. Actually, since we gonna talk about it, Escape and So Def are celebrating 30 years.
Right.
30 years in the business this year.
Yeah.
So for 30 years, you've been seeing us go through this mess.
That's crazy. But it's good when y'all do still get together and perform, because can't nobody sing like y'all together. You
Thank
know what
you.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, well, y'all been in the game for decades, but is there a song in the catalog that y'all just can't sing no damn more? Or maybe you outgrew a song that you sick of singing?
I get sick of singing all that
song,
but
I just
know you gotta stop it.
No, I understand.
That we get
somebody be like, can you sing Funkified? No.
So do y'all ever forget the words?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And that's when you grab your mic to the audience and say, sing!
So tell me this, y'all. If y'all were to, honey, give advice to a new R&B girl group coming out right now today, what would it be?
Keep your boyfriends out your business because they turn into your husbands and they be in your business and you're going to break up as a group.
Ooh. Hey, well, you know, try to learn a little bit about the business, you know, just get a little, you know, involved in what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Don't sit back and just be an artist.
If y'all had to have taglines for the Queens of R&B show, what would they be?
Oh, guys.
I sold 30 million records, bitch.
Oh, you gonna take Coco? Oh,
I got her, because it was stuck in my head.
Yeah, it's so funny. You go, Tamika.
Girl, I can't think right now.
You can go to jail right now. Yeah. Oh! Right. You still go to jail.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's next for the group, y'all? What y'all got coming up next?
We got a lot of shows coming up.
A lot of shows. They all sell out all the time.
We got a lot of shows going through the summer. Y'all can go on Ticketmasters and check out all those dates because we're coming to a city near you.
That's right.
I mean, that's a good thing, though. So do y'all like working now? Y'all like touring again?
Oh, for sure. We have so much fun.
I think we have more fun in the dressing room than we do on the stage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a different vibe. I mean, now that we are, no disrespect or shade to Tasha, but now that it's just us three, you know, we kind of like, it's just, the energy is so uplifting and everybody's in a great place and everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. And we go on stage, we do our thing, we come out, we happy, everybody, you know, ready to
so
go.
So that's final.
Do
for
it again.
The shows and stuff, it's just going to be y'all three.
For now.
We at Dish Nation want to thank you ladies for stopping by and kicking it with us. Make sure to watch SWV and Escape, the Queens of R&B, every Sunday at 8 p.m. on Bravo. And stay tuned because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Rick Ross may be the boss, but he has some explaining to do to his neighbors, honey. Ross owns a huge compound in Fayetteville, Georgia, where he raises all types of animals, including cows, bulls, and even buffaloes. Oh, my. But y'all, the buffaloes are roaming into the neighbor's yard. And naturally, the neighbors are upset as they have young kids and pets. So Ross has responded by saying his animals are peaceful. And if you see them, please give them a carrot and return them. What? This is not how that works.
I love it. I wish Rick Ross had a reality show just about his house and his animals. I would watch the heck out of that.
Put cocaine to cows, baby.
When one of your buffaloes get shot by a neighbor or something.
By somebody think they're about to have some fried buffalo wings.
Exactly. So,
somebody said that's why he got them there, honey, to put them in his restaurant, honey, on buffalo wings at that
Y'all know that, hold up. Y'all know that buffalo wings. Hold up. You know that buffalo wings is not buffalo meat.
I know that's
I know you know.
It's not buffalo.
It's buffalo
meat.
Sauce. That's what it's
no,
not
Jessica
buffalo
Simpson.
Wings.
It's not.
They kill the buffaloes to make the sauce.
No, they don't. No, there ain't no buffalo in the sauce.
I'm
help me out,
they probably started the sauce in Buffalo, New York, probably. And then, like, this is a style of wings that populated in Buffalo, New York.
So what am I eating when I'm eating buffalo wings?
Chicken.
See? This is why I love y'all. Y'all teach me some new stuff all the time.
Rainbow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.